code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on 12th of October 2012. For newcomers, as always, I suggest you do make good use of cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. Lots of audios for download for free. And I go through the system that you're born into, the system you take for granted, the one that you think is normal because it's the only one that's there, the only one that's projected to you. And of course, there's a different reality for different types of people. The masses get one, and those in the middle get another, the ones that manage you, and the ones that they serve at the top have a completely different one again. And I go into the histories of this as a science, and it's been well understood for an awful, awful long time, centuries and centuries, maybe thousands of years, in fact, and how basically marketing and public relations propaganda has taken over your minds, including your education, too. That helps to really get it going because you've got to get your initial indoctrination in school for the rest of it to take off later on. And I go through the histories of the foundations, the people who owned them, the clubs they formed that now run your world through the United Nations and through all their non-governmental organizations that demand things from government who sit in readiness to receive them and sign them into law. It's not democratic, although they use the con of democracy to keep voting. It's a legality. Then they can do what they want with you. Because under law, they don't have to obey the people. They've never obeyed the people in democracy. They simply go their own way. There's no law says they can't. So help yourself to the website. Remember, too, that you are the audience that bring me to you. I don't bring on sponsors. I don't sell lots of products to make you live forever. And I don't have shares in any products or sold. All I have is the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the U.S. to Canada, you can purchase them using personal checks or international postal money orders from the post office. Or you can send cash or use PayPal. And across the seas, you can use PayPal again, Western Union and MoneyGram. But you have to understand the system we're living in, as I say, is really rampaging ahead because the 21st century was always said in academia in the last century to be the century for change. And they plan to have their whole big plan fulfilled in 100 years, this 100 years, you see. And we're going through the big changes today. They call it the Great Transition. There's many different names they use for it, but they boil down to a few terms, all connected again to the United Nations and all the different programs on the go, including Agenda 21, the Millennium Project, and various other ones. And interestingly enough, as I say, all the non-governmental organizations are funded by trillionaire foundations, bring up conferences like the Rio Summit, that gets laws drafted up, and your government signs them in without you even knowing what's going on. They never mention these things at election time. It's back to the basics, so you can go all arguing amongst yourselves about different parties. There are no different parties. It's all one multi-millionaires club. What bunch of multi-millionaires do you want to vote for, this bunch or that bunch? Same bunch, folks. It's just the Hegelian dialectic. And that whole argument is to get you arguing amongst yourselves to who you vote for. It doesn't make a bit of difference because the agenda is fixed, absolutely fixed. And they're using the socialist side of it, the left wing, to restrict the rights of all the people under PC, and of course the other side run it at the top. So this whole system has to be run like a communistic fashion for the majority of the public across the world by massive bureaucracies and government agencies as they level you under the guise of equality, and the fascists at the top rule the big corporations. Remember, it's a new feudal system, as Carl Quigley said, and this is the feudal system. The CEOs of corporations are the new overlords. They make the rules. And they tell your government what to do. Apart from that, your politicians go in and out with the CEOs all the time, and back in your politics, back after this break.
There There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hi folks, I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix, and I've talked many times before about these big organizations, the foundations with their NGOs, and all the special meetings that they have across the world, in exotic places generally, because they love to travel, all these big wigs, and get all their expenses paid by you lot. And they then draft up, actually they don't draft up things, they actually meet the blood conferences, you have about 5 minutes to speak each, and they have a party time for the rest of the time, so all parties, and lots of other things involved too. But the Sherpas are bureaucrats, they're assigned to these jobs before the meetings take place, and they can work for up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, depending on the agenda, and they go across the world getting up the legislation and get it all drafted up. So the big wigs just go there, have a good party, and they sign it into law. And that's what they call democracy. And these organizations are privately owned, remember. Privately owned, that run your lives, like Agenda 21, all these things that came out of them. And the Rio Summit. And here's an article here, for instance, as given out. It won't get much publicity, of course. Most of the integration of the U.S. and Canada doesn't get much recognition, and it's been going on for years, bit by bit by bit, until, of course, you're totally integrated. This one here is under this title, it says, New U.S.-Canada Border Conference in Detroit to Advance the Beyond the Border Declaration. It says, the Beyond the Border Declaration, and the link is here, I'll put up tonight at cuttingthroughtheweeds.com. It says, a shared vision for perimeter security and economic competitiveness. And it says, based on the 2011 United States-Canada Joint Declaration, that one there, Eagle Eye Expositions, The Eagle Eye was a movie that came out about a year or 2 years ago, again, on the big supercomputer, you know, a fast-action movie on a supercomputer owned by Homeland Security to go into everybody's affairs and took over the country, basically. So they call it Eagle Eye Exposition. So really, they really are, you know, very good at choosing their names. So it plans to present a new event called U.S.-Canada Border Conference at the Cobo Center in Detroit, Michigan, on September 10th to 11th, 2013. This will be the third event involving U.S. borders that Eagle Eye will be producing. The first will be the Border Security Expo in Phoenix, Arizona, slated for March 12th to 13th, 2013. Next will be the Global Summit on Borders in Washington, D.C. That's interesting, Global Summit on Borders in Washington, D.C., on May the 7th to the 8th, 2013. The comprehensive two-day conference and exhibition in Detroit will focus on implementation of the Beyond the Border Declaration, which is already signed last year, with specific goals outlined in its action plan, including addressing threats early, trade facilitation, economic growth, and integrated cross-border law enforcement. That's already done, actually, integrated. The declaration put into motion a series of very significant bilateral initiatives between the U.S. and Canada, said Paul Mackler, President and CEO of Eagle Eye Expositions. The mission is to facilitate discussion. I love the military terminology they use. Our mission is to facilitate discussion and collaboration at the U.S.-Canada Border Conference, bringing together federal, state, provincial, and local agencies and industry from both nations. I don't see anything from the members of the public here. More than $2 billion of commerce passes through the ports between the U.S. and Canada every day, and the two administrations are committed to making these ports more efficient while increasing security, goes on and on. But a lot more to it. When you go into the link I put up on the Beyond the Border, a shared vision for perimeter security and economic growth and competitiveness, you'll see how much is really compiled into all of this, way beyond just the security thing. It's altering all laws to be the same laws, basically. Remember, when you start merging your laws together, everything in your country is based on laws. When you merge them together, just like the European Union, you end up with the European Union. It's the same thing with NAFTA, etc. It's all coming down the pike, as planned, of course. Also, in Ontario, it says Catholic schools now can't teach misogynistic pro-life, it says. The Education Minister of Ontario, Canada, professing Catholic, who sends her children to Catholic schools, declared October 10th that the province's publicly funded Catholic schools may not teach students that abortion is wrong, because such teachings amount to misogyny, which is prohibited in schools under controversial anti-bullying law. See, the bullying law was all about this. It says taking away one's right to choose could arguably be considered as one of the most misogynistic actions that one could take, says Laura Royal Broughton during a press conference. Goal 13, she asserted, is about tackling misogyny, it says. So it's passed in June, and now, of course, the Catholic schools can't preach Catholicism. But politicians are like that. It doesn't matter what they profess to be or wherever they came from, their backgrounds. You don't govern your politics unless you're off the grid of compromising any possible good traits that you might have. And the Canadian Medical Association redefines human life. That was coming up, and it's been redefined. I love how can this redefine things. It's wonderful. It's just humans playing God, isn't it? They can redefine anything they want. Understand? I hope you do. But the Canadian Medical Association, the largest association of doctors in Canada, has redefined human life. That's an important job. On August the 15th, it's reported by Life News, it says, delegates to the CMA's General Council voted to pass a resolution supporting the current wording of the Criminal Code, which states that a child becomes a human being within the meaning of this act when it's completely proceeded in a living state from the body of its mother. I guess you're dead from conception. I guess that's what happens, eh? You know, wait, think about it. That's life from then on. Or you wouldn't have a baby coming out. It wouldn't be a baby. But gods are gods, and that's what scientists are now, and, you know, professionals. So I know I'll put this link up tonight as well for those who care. Most folk don't these days because it's commonplace. Third world countries have always had the rubbish dumped on them in goods and manufactured goods, etc., forever, basically. And you'll see it in Canada and the States and elsewhere in Europe. Wherever it's made in China, you're getting stuff that you buy that falls apart. That's if you can put the stuff together. together in the first place, because most things come in kits now. And plastics and everything, even in machines, small engines, machines, plastics and everything, and it always gets broken and breaks. But anyway, or as I say, the soles of your shoes fall off, that's happened to me. But and then the other ones too, you find that the heels in them are hollow. That's a good con, that one. But here's one here now. They're going to feed you pig feces, folks. Asian seafood raised on pig feces is approved for U.S. consumers. And this is not from some strange little thing. It's from Bloomberg. It says that NAC, Sin Seafood's trading and processing export enterprise, a seafood export on Vietnam's southern coast. Workers stand on the dirty floor sorting shrimp one hot September day. There's trash in the floor and flies crawl over baskets of processed shrimp stacked in an unchilled room in Cap Mau. And it goes into what's happening. It says, because of the nice made in tap water that the Vietnamese health ministry says should be boiled before drinking because of the risk of contamination with bacteria. Vietnam ships 100 million pounds of shrimp a year to the U.S., almost 8% of the shrimp that Americans eat. Then it goes into why it's happening. Well, they're trying to compete with each other, apparently. And it says they're trying to meet international standards. And it says at Chen Guang's tilapia farming, Guangzhou City in China's Guangdong province, which borders Hong Kong, Chen feeds fish partly with feces from hundreds of pigs and geese. The practice is dangerous for American consumers. We need specialists to tell us that, right? Michael Dahl, director of the University of Georgia's Center for Food Safety. Thank God he said it. It says the manufacturer the Chinese used to feed fish is subsequently contaminated with microbes like salmonella, says Dahl, who studied foodborne diseases in China. Then it goes on to the describing all the process and all the rest of it, which is rather nasty. But because they're all competing with each other, they're using this stuff to feed the shrimp. So there you go for all you seafood lovers out there. Quite something, eh? Get used to that you're third world, you see. And you are. If you don't know it yet, but you are. You're going to know it when they really bring austerity home, like they have in Europe. And it's planned. It is planned. Now, I always am amazed when the press admits and throws something to the wolves or somebody, one of their own. It's quite easy to do once they've died. And, of course, Jimmy Savile, this perv has been there forever, the BBC, amongst many other pervs, mind you, was fronting as a paedophile ring, a high-profile one of very important people and supplying children to them and having a lot himself, too. He led a lot of boys as well, and some of them do go into that, as well as girls. But it says Sir Jimmy Savile, Prince Charles' love for Savile's ladies. Now, that's a little play on a word, ladies, there. But anyway, it says that in light of ITV's damning documentary about Sir Jimmy Savile's sexual abuse of girls, the Prince of Wales may regret the closeness of their friendship. One Christmas card that Prince Charles sent the television presenter, who, as you know, was interviewed by police in 2007, he wrote, "Jimmy, with affectionate greetings from Charles, give my love to your ladies in Scotland." That's a little play there, actually, because, you see, Jimmy had bought himself an out-of-the-way place in Scotland where he could do his paedophilic stuff. He did it all over the place, anyway. And Jimmy was from England. But in Scotland, they'll say lads for guys and laddies, lasses, you know. It's a bit of a play on that, if you can think about it. Anyway, the ladies are thought to be women dressed in waitresses' outfits with initials HR and H on their aprons, who served Prince Charles when he dined with Sir Jimmy at the BBC's presenter's cottage in Glencoe in the Highlands in 1999. So, of course, they're all in it together, and there's more than that. They will never unravel this because they can't. They would expose too many of the bigwigs. So they're throwing Savile's name out there to the wolves. And that's where it'll end, folks. That's where it'll end. Another one, too, is his chilling photos of Jimmy Savile perched on hospital bedsides inside the hospital because he went around doing charity work. He was a philanthropist, you know. As former BBC executives deny, sex abuse was an open secret at the corporation. And it says they all had complaints about him. And children in wheelchairs have come forward now that were paralyzed and were abused by Savile. And other witnesses saw it happening. It's just astonishing. But is it in this day and age? I don't think there's any outrage these days. Folk are so jaded and contaminated themselves with stuff that the BBC puts out back after this break.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hi, folks. I'm back, cutting through the matrix, talking about... It's really the culture. The culture's sunk, you see. Because, you see, the pedos got in charge of all this a long, long time ago. Why do you think this is the main thing you'll hear all the time about human rights? Step by step by step. I know pedophiliacs are demanding they have the same rights as the rest of the ones that have got rights. This is natural. This is the way it's going to go. And the public are so jaded and contaminated, as Besmanov said, step by step. Generation by generation, and all the stuff that they think is entertainment churned out by places like the BBC all their lives. They can't tell. I mean, because after all, what is culture? Culture is what is normal for a people to survive. Once it's destroyed, you have a new culture, but it's synthetic. And that's what you have now. You've got a managed synthetic culture. And it's not meant to help you all survive at all. You're simply the prey of the predators, from the bankers to these characters here, pedophiles, who run a lot of this stuff, and entertainment and so on, right down to you. You're just contaminated. That's why there's no shock anymore about things. There's no outrage, as the media loves to put it in big headlines. It's just simply, oh, well, you know, because, you see, pedophilia is to be normalized. I said this years ago and years ago, because they're going to normalize all of this stuff long, long, long time ago, before you were born. They wrote books about all this stuff, what was going to come to pass under the guise of equality, you understand? There's even arguments in the United Nations about this stuff. That if you stop children from doing this, if children want to do this, as they'll try and put it, but the pedophilics, obviously the child wants this, you see, then you're interfering with the rights of the child. So this will be normalized, and this, the folk will accept it. They've accepted everything else. Most of the children that should be born are going up in smoke. In every town and city across the countries. Anyway, that's normal now. Life is cheap. So anyway, they're going about this one here because people love anything to do with sex, you see. They're just addicted to it now. Super addicted, actually. And it says, and of course, all the ones the BBC claim, like Mr. Moyer told The Guardian, that neither by nods or winks or by innuendo did they receive any scintilla of the story whatsoever or any hints about it from Roger Ordish, Savile's producer for 20 years. They're all just blind, you see. They're all blind, hadn't a clue, yeah. And so none of these guys have been investigated either because there's big, big paedophilic rings involved in all of this stuff here. This is but the claims from former BBC employees are in stark contrast to the plethora of sexual abuse allegations against the late TV star Savile. I don't call him a star. He's just a pedo goon, you know, acting silly. And it says another newly released image today from the 2005, the Jim O' Fix It series, star is seen at Stoke Mandeville Hospital, where he is alleged to have abused patients outside a cafe called Jimmy's in his honour. So he did it everywhere. Everybody saw it, obviously. It was alleged that nurses resorted to warning youngsters in hospitals to pretend to be asleep when the star was approaching their wards on his, you know, his charity visits. They had keys to some of these hospitals. I think that isn't an organized paedophilic ring. And it says a former BBC presenter, Savile, raised millions for the hospital in Aylesbury, Buckinghamshire, and worked as a volunteer there for many years. And it was claimed that the hospital chiefs knew 30 years ago that Savile was a threat, yet they allowed the predatory paedophile to boast he had his own bedroom at the Buckinghamshire Hospital and had lived there for 2 decades. Well, the BBC has issued a grovelling apology to the late presenter's many victims. The National Health Service chiefs are refusing to say sorry. It comes as a further 2 allegations against Savile have been received by Lancashire police. I'll keep rolling in. One about a girl then aged 14 in the 1960s and one a 15-year-old girl in the 1980s from Bedfordshire. And there's boys as well. Speaking of Bristol, Miliband says, there needs to be justice for the victims, and what we also need is every institution that had connections with Savile to do them, what about the BBC and the government, eh? To do the most far-reaching investigation of what happens, who knew what, when, and what was happening in the institutions, and why nothing was done about it. Teenagers in wheelchairs and others recovering from cancer were amongst those allegedly attacked by the sick BBC DJ during his time volunteering as a hospital porter. He did that all from the very beginning, this porter stuff. He was simply diddling children from the start. One patient claimed he was fondled. He was fondled in Savile's Rolls Royce at Stoke Mandeville fundraiser when he was just 9, and 2 women said Savile forcibly kissed them when they were in their early teens. And a retired NHS worker poured scorn on the claim, telling the young, to my knowledge, the juniors and staff knew, were advised to be careful in their contact with them. They all knew. So the hospitals are trying to plead ignorance, but the staff are saying they all were all told about it. And to watch them. Of course, what it really means, if you want your job, just look the other way. That's what it means. You need to understand that the power these characters had. I mean, every victim here knew there's a paedophile ring involved here. Big ones. There's lords, there's sirs, and all the rest of them in the system over there. And you go up against them, and they'll break you. And if you put a complaint, and believe you me, you'll get a visit telling you all the nasty things that's going to happen to you and your family if you carry on. That's how it really works in the real world. That's how it really works, folks. You understand you're living in a psychopathic system that you think is normal. This is their system that they designed for you to be brought up in. From the bankers to these characters to the rest of them, they've all got what's in common. Interrelated aspects of themselves. And you're just a plunder. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hi, folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix, just talking about the system, and it's only a little bit of it to do with Jimmy Savile, or Sir Jimmy Savile, of course. But it goes on and on and on about him staying in this, in a nurse's home. He stayed in the nurse's home next to the hospital there, to give him a room there for 24 years, for goodness sake, so he can get into to see the little children. And he also had to have someone walk around with them, and some of them, because they said because the children's ward, that's why they wouldn't come near there, because he would go there. He also demanded that the patients get pornography supplied to them as well, because nobody knew anything about it, right? Nobody knew. And it goes on and on and on, but as I say, they've hung him out to dry because they couldn't keep it quiet, and they made sure that they tried to keep us all focused on him rather than the whole ring that was involved in him. Remember, even going back to the school shooting in Dunblane, when the guy Hamilton, this guy who was a known perv, got a handgun permit, and the police had turned him down before because he'd visited his apartment in Scotland, and he was a scout leader and all the rest of it, too, the usual stuff. And Hamilton eventually got a permit because a lord who was in London stood guarantor for him and told him to pass it. That's how he got his handgun. He was supplying children, too. That's what that was all about. This goes on and on and on, but I'll never go into all this stuff. Never. But Article 2 is about Savile had to set up Broadmoor Keys. And as the scandal grows, the Six Star had access to the mentally ill patients as well. Some of them were all really brain damaged, and he was raping them, folks. Nobody knew. They gave him keys, though. Jimmy Savile was given his own keys to high-security Broadmoor Mental Hospital as well, as the General Hospital in Mayor's yesterday. The gold-plated set was presented to the predatory paedophile as a reward for his volunteering and gave him access to mentally ill patients. The extraordinary revelation came as National Health Service chiefs came under mounting pressure to start an inquiry into Savile's freedom to sexually abuse child patients. And it goes on about he was given bedrooms or an office at three hospitals, and yesterday more former patients came forward to say he abused them on the children's wards. And as growing fears, the National Health Service bosses turned a blind eye to sick disabled children being attacked by Savile because he raised so much money for them. Now what it is, too, these guys will bribe the people in charge, folks. See, psychopaths can read you very quickly. And whatever you're into, they'll supply it for you. Now you're compromised. That's how it works. Stoke Mandeville Hospital in Buckinghamshire, where nurses warn children to pretend to be asleep when the gym or fix a star came calling, made £40 million from his fundraising. See, a lot of that stuff gets funneled off into pockets, you understand? This is the real world again. It's how things all work all over the place. The TV entertainer volunteers a portrait to gain access to children recovering from cancer and brain surgery and sexually assault them. He said hospital chiefs realized it might be useful to them and boasted he was untouchable. He did. He would always pull his card out from the Queen, you see. No kidding. And he said in one of his interviews that he was untouchable. And he just pulled out the card and says, you know, I can get the information, all the lowdown on anybody instantly. Through, you know, MI6, MI5, and the Queen and all that bunch of secret services. A former Stoke Mandeville nurse yesterday claimed the managers were well aware that Savile, given a bedroom in the hospital for two decades, was a child abuser. Holly from Dover told LBC Radio Jimmy Savile molested one of the patients on the paediatric unit. He was supposed to go on any children's wards unaccompanied. He was not supposed to go on unaccompanied. Stoke Mandeville were well aware of what was going on. For them to say now that they knew nothing is complete lies. They knew. It makes me so angry. You understand, as people go up the ladder in any profession, they compromise and compromise and compromise, and the psychopathic types tend to go up the ladder faster. They knock all competition out of the way, and they're easier to bring in to this kind of thing and have to keep their mouth shut for a good reward. That's through all the system. It's all geared that way. As I say, you're living in their system. Why do you think he give you all these children's stories so you think it's a nice, lovely little world? And you grew up that way too, and justice prevails and all that. That's all the stuff that indoctrinate you with. To make you utterly naive to what really goes on above you. And so the National Association for People Abused in Childhood said it had been inundated with calls about Savile. Chief Exec Pete Sonner says too this morning, told us that not only did Jimmy Savile abuse them at Stoke Mandeville, but a doctor did as well. So they all knew. And the politicians were in it too, you know, and they used them for their PR shots, etc., etc. And it goes on to detail some of the things that he did to some of these people. And literally just having sex with folk who were even paralyzed, children who were paralyzed. And they make him a sir. Make him untouchable while he was alive. But you can't shock folk now, as I say, and this will be legalized. This will be legalized. The big push is on. And when you understand the system and you've read enough of their documents over the years, you know where they're all pushing. And Hollywood helps it, and all your entertainment industry helps it along. And you become contaminated with ideas without even knowing it. So when it really happens, you say, oh, well, I guess it was inevitable. Australian banks, it's interesting, I saw a documentary in 1991 or 92. It was an awfully well done documentary from Australia. And it was from a Christian organization, but they didn't talk Christianity in it. And they really detailed the whole agenda. They did have professional journalists on too, who said that Australia was going to go under, they hinted at a kind of martial law and the coming ID cards and all this stuff. It was spot on with everything, because this was planned a long time ago, long before 9/11. 9/11 was the planned event to make it all work, you see. But it says biometric technologies adopted by more Australian banks. These biometric technology will soon become mainstream in Australian banks, may be used in conjunction with other technologies. In a survey, 79% of Australians said that they were comfortable with fingerprint technology replacing banking PINs. Now, you can believe these polls or not, you see, because this is public relations. They use fake surveys. The way it works, you see, the majority of the public want to be the same as what they think is the majority of the public on anything. And I'm not kidding you. That's how simple it is. I guess I'll go along with it too. If they all like that, then I don't want to be the odd one out. Australian, so it says, use of face recognition biometrics technology will soon become mainstream. And it says, ANZ Bank CEO Philip Cronican said that the bank is exploring ways to introduce biometrics as a replacement for traditional ID methods such as personal identification numbers at ATM machines. And it says that Cronican feels that PINs and signatures are easy to duplicate and get a hold of, while biometrics provide a more secure verification process for banking. You can tell that because you've seen all the articles from Britain and elsewhere where, you know, millions and millions of people in the National Health Service and so on have had their data stolen or published in other places, and nothing is private anymore. So the best way to ensure security is to use biometrics with traditional verification methods. Basically, I would not recommend single-factor biometric authentication, so just a fingerprint or iris scan, Cronican told ZDNet. That means we need to introduce either biometrics and a card or biometrics and a PIN. So that's where it's all supposed to go. It was planned that way a long time ago. And Wendy Mesley in Canada did a documentary on that about 1998. It was coming here then. And when she talked to the big CEO of the company making the cards, she says, what makes you think Canadians will go for this? Because this ID card also will have your banking and all your ID. It'll be your passport, everything. The guy said to her quite smugly that they'll take it because the Canadians will accept it because they'll be given no choice. That's how the system really works, you see. Yeah. Also, tonight, too, I'll put up the EU Nobel Peace Prize nomination in pictures is quite good because they gave it to the EU for bringing peace to the world. You know, as they so plundered and left fragmented nations behind them in pieces. It says the EU Nobel Peace Prize. And it says, when Henry Kissinger won the Nobel Peace Prize, comedy songwriter Tim Lehrer declared that satire had become obsolete. Today we learn that the Peace Prize has been given to the European Union. Accordingly, satire has now been dragged out of her retirement home and beaten by a riot police. So I'll put this up tonight for those who want to have a little chuckle at the farce of the system, that you vote for. And this other one too, it says here, forget the financial crisis and Greeks burning Nazi flags. It says European Union is awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And it says the committee said the award was for the advancement of peace and reconciliation, democracy and human rights. No kidding. I mean, they put in a central bank there. The central bank's running the whole thing. It was intended to do, as Professor Carl quickly said it would happen. And they plundered every nation to bail out Greece. So every nation's borrowing money from a handful of bankers to bail out, to throw back at Greece. No one gets a receipt as to where it all goes. And they're still demanding money, and Spain now and Italy going down the tubes as well. And the countries that are bailing them out are massively up in their eyeballs, way past their eyeballs, in debt. And they're going to give the system that made it happen, the peace prize. That they've got clubs in Spain, these massive long clubs, smashing the heads and people who are protesting this austerity, which is a nice name for poverty. And they're getting a peace prize. They've got riots across the whole European Union, but they're getting a peace prize for causing all of this mess. That's what I mean. There's a peace prize. They leave all the nations in pieces, you see. So it's about critics condemn the move at a time when the bloc is gripped by the Eurozone crisis and facing serious questions about its future. Apart from that, remember, the European Union now is in charge, along with the United Nations, of basically the military wing of the United Nations. And they were the guys who are all behind all the bombings across the Middle East. And they get the Peace Prize. But mind you, look at the characters I've had it before. It's such a farce, isn't it? everything, it means the opposite of what you see. Even Nobel, I mean, the guy who set the whole thing up, I mean, he got the prize as well. He set the prize up, and he was the guy who invented high explosives in time for World War One, I think it was. I mean, the fortune of it. Anyway, it says here, Tony Blair hails the EU as one of the defining concepts of the last 50 years. What a joke, eh? Last 50 years, defining concepts. It's a new Soviet Union with the communists running all of the people, the central bankers in between and all their managers, and the professionals running all the children's brains, from the articles I've read over the last week or so. And the fascists at the top. That's the ideal system of theirs, you see. Remember, the left wing and right wing are attached to the one body of the bird. And I'll put this up tonight too. It says, European Union was today awarded the Nobel Peace Prize despite being in the grip of an economic crisis. The extraordinary decision was announced at the ceremony in Norway, where the five-member Nobel Peace Prize Committee said their choice was unanimous. But with the Eurozone still in the grip of the financial crisis, sparking riots and civil unrest in several countries, with all the suicides alone, of course, and growing calls for the EU's powers to be curtailed, the decision attracted immediate derision and ridicule as a late April Fool's joke. And it says the prize is awarded by a panel of five people. The committee said the EU was to receive the award for six decades of contributions to the advancement of peace and reconciliation, democracy, and human rights in Europe. No kidding. No kidding. You understand, if you go along with that, you're technically mad. It means that, see, these guys who are saying this don't believe it themselves. They know it's a different agenda they've got. But you're supposed to believe what they tell you. And if you do, you'd have to be mad to believe it. Understand? That's how propaganda works. Not by the ones who give it out, but the ones who receive it. You're mad if you actually really think it's all real. So it's born out of the Second World War and cooperation between France and Germany to pool coal and steel. Mr. Jagland said war between the two countries is now unthinkable. Well, Germany runs it now through their finances, at least the bankers do. He added, this show shows how through well-aimed efforts and by building up mutual confidence, historical enemies can become close partners. Well, crooks can become close partners because every country is run by the psychopaths, you see. And it says the prize is awarded those who shall have done the most or the best work for fraternity, there you go, fraternity, between nations, for the abolition or reduction of standing armies, what a joke, eh? And for the holding and promotion of peace congresses. Well, they hold lots of these peace congresses, for sure. They decide who you bomb next. And Tory MEP Dan Hannan said on Twitter, like most people, I greeted the EU's Nobel Peace Prize with delighted laughter. First Al Gore, then Obama. Now this parody is redundant. Isn't that true? This may have questions whether the EU can be compared to previous winners. And it's true, the whole lot of them are all a big joke. Every single one of them. 2011 was the Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Liberian activist Lema Gwobi, and Tawako Carmen of the Yemen. And in 2010, Chinese dissident Lao Xiaobo. And 2009, President Barack Obama, who was better for the new American century than even Bush himself was. He put more guys in the field and took more countries over. 2008, Marty Artisari, UN Special Envoy at the Kosovo Status Process Talks. In 2007, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Al Gore. No kidding, eh? Well, I tell you, sanity is quite good because you do have a good chuckle if you haven't lost it. This article here, too, is about Holland. Again, it's spearheading a lot of this paedophilic stuff, actually, trying to get it made into law that they can do whatever they want. And it says that Joris Demick, I've mentioned this before a few years ago, the current Secretary General of the Dutch Ministry of Justice, this is a fact, he's the Secretary General of the Dutch Ministry of Justice, has consistently been linked to the sexual assault and trafficking of young boys, both in the Netherlands and abroad. And this is a fact, it's been all over the papers many times. He's the head of it. Who do you complain to? When he's the Secretary General of the Dutch Ministry of Justice. In the fall of 1998, an investigation conducted into the Amsterdam brothel linked senior politicians and justice officials to the sexual abuse and trafficking of young boys. Demick was specifically identified by one of the young boys as an individual involved in the abuses. According to a former senior official at the Ministry of Justice, the investigation was foiled through the direct intervention of and obstruction by Demick himself, because he's at the very head of the Ministry of Justice. There's even other guys who were supplying young boys from Afghanistan and different places, I think, or Iraq or something like that, to them as well. So here's the final report. Care system failed to protect the Dutch children. And the source is Radio Netherlands Worldwide. The Samson Committee investigating abuse cases of children placed in state care in the Netherlands since 1945 faulted the entire system, from the government to the foster care service to care homes themselves, for not doing enough to protect children against sexual abuse. It was his final report Monday. I'll go on with this when I come back after this break.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hi, folks. We're back, cutting through the matrix, talking about the one from Holland and about Joris Demick. Demick is called. I'll put it up tonight, too. Plus one from, I think his Boston, it's a professor, Massachusetts, a pediatric endocrinologist at Boston's Children's Hospital, arrested Tuesday on child pornography with thousands of photographs and discs and all the rest of it and purchasing and so on. And another one to do, who was to do with children's, it's a children's hospital. This is not, they go for their target, that's what I'm saying. They go for their target. Now there's Warren from Canada, who's called, and I'll see if he's still on the line. Are you there, Warren? Hello?
Good evening, Alan.
Yes.
You touched on some very hot iron there about those pedophiles and the way the way they have found their way into all the institutions, and basically they found their way right into the beehive, you know.
That's right, yeah.
And this is, people should, there should be an outcry. And we had the situation here in New Brunswick there a few years back at the youth reformatory outside Frederick, Kingsclear, where the young boys were being abused by the staff, and it pointed towards that members of the police force, including the RCMP, were involved. And
That's right.
The commissioner at the time in charge of the New Brunswick J Division was Saccardelli. So he got, they transferred him. It's a normal procedure by the RCMP. When somebody has gathered up too much dirt in one detachment, then they transfer them. But anyway, Commissioner Saccardelli had known, the RCMP had known for about 2 years what was going on at Kingsclear, and they did nothing. So Saccardelli, he got rewarded for the rich services he provided for the pedophiles. He became the Canadian commissioner for the RCMP. And when he lied to Parliament, or Parliamentary Commission there a few years back, he again got rewarded. He became a big wig in Interpol. So where are the victims of those crimes that are international, like international trade of children and so on? Where are they supposed to turn when all the positions, nationally and internationally, are being the perpetrators have covered all the positions nationally and internationally.
You're right, absolutely. They got it ongoing in Scotland as well. It's been going for years of cover-ups of people abusing even children who were mentally challenged, subnormal, whatever they want to call it, and that's been covered up from the highest level in the Justice Department. It's worldwide, there's no doubt about it. And even fly children back and forth to countries to be molested. It's happening in the States too. You had John DeCamp came out with flying boys from orphanages into even Bohemian Grove at one point for the bigwigs, and some of them were even killed and murdered. That came out in inquiry, and nothing happened about it because they're too important to touch. Just like the bank says, you know, they're too important to fail. It's the same with these boys. They're too important to touch. And that's the first thing the cop says too. They're too important, and they try and get off the case. You're quite right. They've taken over.
Plus, there was this case that gained quite a high profile about Holly Craig.
Yes, that's right.
And then I understand there was the Musa family. They had moved to the British Isles, and they removed all their children.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then look at Canada, you know, about the residential schools.
Yes, you're right, absolutely. But thanks for calling. And remember, too, look at where it's all going, because your entertainment industry points the way. It points the way. Monkey see, monkey do. And they're trying to get you all to accept it so that you can watch the children be molested and you won't care. It's already happening. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. Your God or your gods go with you.